VoiceAmericaWashington.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls about what you want to discuss. We start with John, listening to in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I'm calling about the public school issue, and first thing, a point you already made is that, of course, all the stuff that you're going to see as far as Bunsen burners or project materials are things that parents could easily pay for if they're enthusiastic enough to actually take their student home for homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the figures that people that have such an enthusiasm for public schooling are missing is exactly how much money actually gets spent on it. And even in the poorest communities, students are still paying the government, or taxpayers are paying the government for each student, at least $7,000 a year. And in most middle-class communities, that goes up to about $13,000 a year.
That's what it is here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was surprised. $7,000 sounds really low to me, but okay.
Well, that's in Chicago, I think, is that, and just basically in some poor communities where there's not a lot of property tax money going into that.
But a government school advocate would say no amount of money is too much. We need to educate our kids. They need to know trigonometry if they want to be able to be engineers.
Well, that's where they need to understand that this money can be reappropriated in different ways, where the people that don't want to pay into that program don't have to, but that money can be generated in different ways.
What kind of ways do you suggest?
Well, I'm closer to being an advocate of the voucher program than probably what either of you two would be in terms of completely revoking the need for individuals not involved in school to pay for it.
Don't put me in the category as entirely against vouchers. I think that there are some advantages to them. However, I think that there's some real disadvantages to them, too.
Boyd, are you for government schools?
No.
Okay, well, then you can't be for vouchers, because vouchers are just taking people's money, which were intended for government schools, and then putting them through some bureaucracy and then handing a portion of it back to the people that it was originally stolen from. I mean, how can anybody who is against state education be in favor of vouchers?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you, Mark.
I'm saying that I think that vouchers would create a certain amount of competition among schools, and I think competition's good.
Well, except for the fact that it's negated by the point that vouchers actually put the state in control of the private schools, because in order to get their hands on the money from the vouchers, they have to bow down to the state regulations that up until they decided to take the vouchers, they would not have had to abide by. So vouchers actually end up just being another method for state control of private schools, so basically turning private schools into arms of the state government.
That would be the problems I was talking about.
Yeah. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that the structure for a state school has to be there at some level. Otherwise, we're going to have too many kids just out in the streets wasting not only their lives, but getting in other people's ways.
Wait, so you're telling, hold on a second, why would that be? Are you suggesting that parents just don't like their children and they don't care about their children's education? They would just let them wander the streets?
There are a lot of morons out there. I guess that's what I'm saying.
So would you allow, if you were a private property owner, would you allow kids to loiter on your property? Would you be a party to that?
I wouldn't, but there are plenty of property owners that already do, and they profit off of it. And I see it as being a way to stave off any increasing crime rates that are already there. I mean, it's sort of like the curve that you'd see when abortion was made illegal.
You support forced education, then?
I support forcing kids to be out of society's way, yeah.
What does that mean?
Having them not just be out on the streets doing their own thing. There might be
so you support imprisoning them, basically, for 8 hours a day or whatever, just to get them out of the way. That's what you're saying?
No, he's for homeschooling, too.
Well, yeah, it's some sort of a curfew methodology I have in mind, wherein that children aged under 14 aren't allowed to be under complete lack of supervision by their parents. They're either sent to some sort of organization or they're actually in the parents' home.
So you would have that be at all times. So if a young person was on the street, I'm just trying to understand your vision here. You're saying that if it's noontime and or 4 in the afternoon or whatever, if the person is under 14, they either have to, what, be in some government concentration camp known as a school, or they have to actually be in their parents' house or on their way to or from one of those two locations?
Yeah, exactly. But not
what if
all
they're
day
playing baseball down at the field at the end of the block?
Well, it
do
would,
they need a, like a
no,
hall
baseball
pass?
Baseball would have to be baseball. It'd be like a hall pass, but baseball would take place outside.
So you would have the police. Hold on, Mark. I know you got a question here, but you would have the police basically stopping every young person and demanding to see their pass to go to the baseball field, things like that. You'd have basically have a total police state for all young people in America.
Under 14, between the hours of 12 midnight and say 3 p.m.
3 p.m.?
12, midnight, and 3 p.m. So they would only be able to be out after 3 and until midnight. Mark, go ahead with your question. I know you have
one. Well, I think that he's pretty much, you know, when you're talking about the afternoon and kids being able to play and that kind of thing, do you think, you're an advocate of homeschooling, do you think that homeschoolers should be able to have their kids play during the day before 3 p.m. And not be able to, and then do their schoolwork in the evening instead? Like, you know, for whatever reason their schedule fits around that?
Yeah, I'm not claiming to have a completely fleshed out.
They have to have a hall pass, though, Mark, in order to allow that to happen, a homeschooling pass.
These aren't easy questions. I understand where you're coming from, wanting kids to be, you know, have some kind of supervision, because there are people out there in the world, I think, that probably wouldn't take care of their kids the way that you and I would. I don't know whether, you know, a system of I'm certain that a system of curfews and that kind of thing isn't going to really work very well. And you're going to have cops that are just hassling kids. Cops love to hassle kids. I don't know why, but it seems to be the nature of it
all. Well, it's being a bully. You know, you go after the people you can easily victimize.
Well,
thanks for the call
tonight.
Maybe
they want to teach them something.
Appreciate the disturbing, dystopian, kind of weird, scary vision of a police state for young people. Look, if somebody's actually committing a crime, if young people are actually on the streets breaking into people's houses or vandalizing or hurting others.
He's not against young people. He's against their poor parenting. That's what he's trying to prevent.
I understand that, but the fact is, you know, what he's talking about is a police state. So how about we just deal with criminals as they come about? Most kids are pretty good kids. I mean, they might cause a little bit of trouble, you know, blow up some frogs with some M80s or whatever.
I did it too.
But for the most part, they're not really doing anything significantly dangerous. And if they are, then deal with that on an individual basis. But don't punish everybody just because there's a few bad apples out there. That's what he's talking about, proposing this crazy curfew system. I don't want anything to do with that. I want my kids, if they want to be able to go take a walk at nighttime or want to go out in the or, you know, in the morning, they should be able to do that if I'm homeschooling or whatever the reason is.
I think that what you're pointing out here is that government always has unintended consequences. You try to prevent something bad, you know, somebody from making a bad choice, and you really can't prevent everyone from making bad choices. Perhaps you can prevent some of them. But in the process of preventing some of them from making bad choices, what you end up doing is
enslaving everyone.
And, you know, other people are then limited in what they can do. So,
right. Let's continue.
As a matter of fact, I not that I know much about the idea of kids running amok, but I saw a comedy thing with Dave Chappelle recently where he was talking about, and this only happens in the ghetto. I saw a baby at midnight standing on the street corner in a diaper with his thumb in his mouth. So he was suggesting that, you know, where he was, and I don't remember what town it was, but he was suggesting that he saw, okay, maybe a young toddler standing out of the street corner in a diaper, and for some reason they were safe in the middle of the night. Well, I think that there's laws already against this. I would imagine that there are, and it's not being prevented now. We're not preventing it now. The bad parents are still letting their kids do whatever, I guess.
Let's go and talk to Daryl, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daryl. Daryl in California, going once.
Yes, that's me.
Hey, Daryl, what's on your mind?
It's just kind of funny when you were talking to that first guy who called in about you know, who's against homeschooling. You mentioned chemistry specifically, chemistry classes. And my first thought was those old chemistry kits that you hear about that I guess were supposed to have been around during the 1950s where you could, like, read instructions and stuff. And
but now they've outlawed them.
And stuff. What was that?
But now they've outlawed them.
Of course, now they've outlawed them, yes.
You can't be trusted with them in front of a chemistry teacher certified by the state.
Hey, Daryl, hang on. We'll bring you back. I know you had something else to say. Here in moments, more with Daryl and your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a business owner who needs to build a new facility on a tight budget? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. A secret conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save yourself an unbelievable amount of time and money with a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. Not only that, you can find out how for free. For your valuable free information, just call 1-800-930-6695. Learn how an Anthem Steel building not only saves you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stacked stone, or rock. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies would like to keep secret. But if you need to build a new facility, you need to know how much you can save with a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. To see this valuable free information for yourself, call now. 1-800-930-6695. That's 1-800-930-6695. 1-800-930-6695.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They do LLCs, patents, wills, trademarks, living trusts, living wills, power of attorneys, all kinds of stuff. It's not a website of attorneys, but it was started by an attorney. That's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
All right, let's continue. Daryl is still on the line in California. I wanted to comment on the homeschooling controversy tonight. Go ahead, Daryl, with your other thoughts, sir.
Yeah. Basically, on the subject of, you know, home kits and stuff like that, when I was going through school, I was always considerably ahead of my peers in the subject of electronics,
mm-hmm.
because I happened to be lucky enough to have a father that knew a lot about that and worked with it in the course of his job. And I had this thing called a 50-in-1 electronics kit that was basically a big old board that had a whole bunch of different, electronic components with little springs you could put wires in and you could, route the current however you wanted to.
Yeah, like Radio Shack sold those when I was growing up, so I'm sure they're still out there.
And my point is that, if we had been the homeschooling types, who weren't, I went to government school, but if we had, I can easily imagine that if you're the homeschooling type and you happen to have a skill like that, you might be willing to extend that to the children of some of your friends and neighbors as well.
Yeah.
And this is something
you can create a whole network of people around town that
and they do.
You're really touching on something.
Of course, you'd probably run up against the law if you try to do that with too many.
That's the biggest
kids.
Problem.
I mean,
It's true. The fact is, one parent decided to do some homeschooling, and several parents, three or four of them, said, "Hey, homeschool my kid that's the same age too, because my wife's going to a mommy and me thing. All the kids are the same age. They're going to grow up around each other. So I'll bet these ladies stay in touch a little bit. If one of them decided to homeschool, which my wife will, the rest of them could send their kids to that homeschool program, three or four, and then the cost savings would be tremendous to society. Nobody ever thinks of this option, and you can believe that the teachers' union would flip out if anybody talks about anything like this. What a terrible idea! Well, they're going to get a significantly better education from my wife and with five kids at home than they would out there in a government school.
Thank you, Daryl, for your call tonight. We appreciate you being on the show with us. Let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Stephen, Colorado, going once. Stephen in Colorado, going twice.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
All righty. I don't even know where to start with that guy who called up, the one who wanted to chastise you for everything under the sun about schools.
Yes, you mean the government school advocate, Michael, earlier? Yeah.
Right. He was wrong on almost everything. You guys said that homeschoolers were more likely to get into college. You were correct about that. When we started homeschooling our daughter, we signed up with this homeschoolers association, this nationwide group, and they sent us a videotape. We watched it, and they had some nice young lady narrating this video, and they showed all this data, these statistics, and among those, they said that homeschool graduates were more likely to vote. They were more likely to get higher paying jobs. They were more likely to go to college. They were more likely to graduate from college. My own oldest daughter was homeschooled from grade, I think, 6th or 7th grade up till graduation. She married a man who was homeschooled. He is now in college to be a lawyer. She is in college to be a geologist. Unlike the public educated kids, the teachers didn't have to spend the first semester or two semesters catching them up on all the stuff that they should have learned in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. A lot of kids that come out of the government education system, if they do go into college, they have to take these aptitude tests that in a lot of cases absolutely put them back at a early high school learning level, and they have to take the same old courses over again.
Right.
What about the big objection that you hear a lot, and he mentioned, what about the socialization aspect?
She gets socialization at church and at 4-H.
There you go.
I mean, there's plenty of it. Now that she has a ton of cousins. And then Mark, let me throw this out real quick. Mark said something, I think it was Mark, said something about, or maybe it was you, Ian, that, they're interested in it. They'll go back and they'll learn it because they're interested in it. And
yes,
that's true. My 12-year-old is repeating pre-algebra. She's not the best at math. She really loves history and literature and science. She's not the best at math. This year she's repeating pre-algebra. Why? Because she said, "Dad, I don't think that I got pre-algebra last year.
You'd never hear that from a student in government school.
Exactly. You'd never hear that. And even up until the very end of the conversation, the man also said two other things that you guys were right on about, and he was totally off the mark. He said, "What kind of job can you get? You can only get a $10 or $15 an hour job if you only have a high school education." Listen, I work in the energy industry. Our entry-level jobs start at $55,000 a year. I have a high school education. I make $105,000 a year, mister.
Yeah.
And then the other thing you said about the economist, he mentioned, "Oh, yeah, what if you want to be an economist?" And you said, "Oh, yeah, you'll only learn Keynesianism." Exactly. I have a friend who went to UMass. He wanted to be an economist. He went to UMass. His teachers were two socialists. He learned Keynesian economics.
I'm sure he did.
He went out and bought some Rothbard, bought some Mises, bought some Hazlitt afterwards after he graduated, and now he's an Austrian economist.
There you go. I think you made some great counterpoints, and I thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, somebody with some real experience in the world of homeschooling.
Yeah, and that doesn't just want to control somebody else's life. When it comes to the socialization aspect of government school versus homeschool, I think I can handle beating up my kid and teaching him to cuss myself. I don't need public school for that crap.
So, briefly, the concept of self-starting. The idea that homeschoolers, as we found out, homeschoolers absolutely can get great jobs. Homeschooled kids absolutely have plenty of opportunities, and if they want to go off to college, they certainly can. And back to tie in, and as he tied in with what I said earlier about how, if you want to, you can, your homeschooled child can go and pursue the things that interest them the most. I think that's a good thing to have, because then it really allows them to explore the areas that are most interesting to them, and that is kind of almost an entrepreneurial idea in that it teaches them to go after what it is they're interested in.
And I think the kids don't get, in homeschool, they don't get the sort of my love for learning was killed inside of a government school.
If you have to read the books they say you have to read and do the reports they say you have to do, you begin to resent the process of learning. And that's how I felt, Mark. I never read a single textbook in my entire career in government education. In the government education system. Never once.
Front to back or ever even a little bit?
Never even read a single chapter in a textbook when I was in government school.
I don't know how you managed to do it.
I didn't want to have anything to do with that crap. And as far as the books that they assigned me to read, it was just BS. I just, read a few portions and made up some nonsense. If I'd actually been able to choose the things I wanted to do, it would have been totally different. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The Live Saturday edition is what we're doing. The number is 1-800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with thousands of our listeners. Over 375,000 posts await you. Lots to talk about, serious to fun. You'll find it all at freetalklive, or rather, bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. A new online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and pulls is now open for business. Funknobs.com is catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Toll-free phone customer service is also available at 1-877-820-9224. Funknobs.com is the creation of parent company Internobs.com, online since 2004. Boy, they're just – Laura is going to want to buy more knobs now, isn't she, now that she knows about Fun Knobs?
I don't know. I think we're good on the knobs we've got. I at least have to – I haven't yet installed them yet, so –
You need to get some cute knobs for Jack, though.
Yeah, they're liable to be a problem.
Yeah, you need to tell Laura about this so she can buy some more stuff. Funknobs.com. And what about – is there a discount for Fun Knobs, Mark?
I'm sure you can use code FTL to save, you know, the same 10%.
Can you verify that? I mean, you're 100% sure on that?
I was just supposed to mention this. It isn't a subsidiary of Internobs. Peter Tedesco, who runs the thing, is a big supporter of the show. I don't see that there would be any problem at all.
Okay, very good. Code FTL probably will allow you to save 10%, but I would like you to verify that for me so we don't have to keep saying maybe, probably, most likely. All right, 800-259-9231. We go to your calls about what you want. Martha is on the line listening to WKCT in Bowling Green. Hello, Martha.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just have something to say. Number one, are there any women that ever call in?
There are. There were a few earlier on in the program.
I missed that.
Our lady listeners do get preference. That's why I took you ahead of three guys that were on hold.
Okay, so. All right. I just have, I think I'm listening to this conversation, and you just keep missing the basic point.
Really? About what?
Yes, yes. I have had the privilege of teaching, and I have a little dancing school.
Cool.
So for 40 years, I have seen a diverse of parents and education, and have seen the evolution, and not in just one school or one environment. It's like children who are homeschooled, private schooled, public schooled on a daily basis.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, it is the basic, the parents that have to face the challenge of whatever education opportunity, remember I said word opportunity, is open to them. There are children who are being schooled publicly. Those parents have to stay there and make sure that their children, that the funds are being distributed evenly and that their children are getting the education that they need. And also, if your children is homeschooled or they are in a private school, those parents have a challenge to make sure that their children have the experience of diversity culturally, economically, socially, morally, and especially children with special needs.
I have to say, there's no doubt, Martha, that parents are absolutely, you're right, parents are the most critical factor in any school situation. If your kids are going to government school, which I do not recommend, parental involvement is going to result in better results for your kids than not being involved whatsoever. Yes. So certainly you're right about that.
And some parents, I wouldn't homeschool my children because I just wouldn't be able to do that. I just don't
fine.
Have those skills. And parents who homeschool, they network together.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a parent who's homeschooling and she's skilled in one, or whoever's skilled in one area and another, they network.
Yep.
And, you know?
Sure enough. I'm with you.
You know, and you, what the main thing is, no matter how a child is educated, you watch your children play when they're little. If you have a little boy that's taking a little toy car apart and putting it back together, maybe he's going to be a mechanic.
Yep, play is so important. Play is just it's really work that you want to do.
Yes, exactly. Watch them, and then through their education, gear them in the right direction. And one thing I do have, I really have this strong feeling against, the problem that I've had with public school for my children, which I did choose, I had private school education, but I chose public school education for my children. But there's one thing that I see is the stress on academics. I tell you, the trades don't seem to be emphasized. That's what bothers me the most.
I agree with you on that.
That's why the government schools are, one of the reasons why government schools are so terrible is because it is one size fits all educating, and it doesn't in any way customize. Yeah, I know they've got elective classes they can take, but they're not very specific, and there's not a really good variety out there. And I'm with you, Martha. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I echo your concerns. And then, of course, there's the whole government factor, which the government schools teach kids that government is great, and they teach kids that government is
solve problems.
Yeah,
it's really bad at it.
Right. I mean, the things that kids will learn in the government school are very, very dangerous to their mental well-being. And it, as I said earlier, it's a Prussian system. If you go and look at John Taylor Gatto's books, he's a former Teacher of the Year for New York State, and he has come out and outed the government school system for what it really is. And it really is, yes, there are exceptions to this, for the most part, the government school system is designed to dumb people down. It's designed to create a worker class, a class of people who will not question their circumstances, whose goal in life is to just get a job and keep it for as long as they possibly can so they can retire someday, and that's about it. Never question their situation, never question their lot in life, and really it's about dumbing down. Whereas homeschooling and private schooling gets results. That's the facts. And so there should not be anybody who is forced to pay their hard-earned money to send kids to a school system, government schools, that they have fundamental disagreements with, and it's absolutely slavish to do anything otherwise.
And to think that the idea has been brought forth tonight that homeschoolers should have some kind of fill out some kind of paperwork and say what their curriculum is, and the kids should have to do some tests, standardized tests, that kind of thing. Now, I think my wife and I are pretty smart cookies. I think we can handle educating my son Jack to some level or another, and then network amongst the parents to get him educated beyond that. But I'm not going to fill out any government paperwork. I'm not going to tell the government what, you know, I'm not going to let them be involved in Jack's education at all. What do you support in, not you, Ian, the listener, what do you support be done to me? I know, maybe the idea of some kind of regulation sounds good to you, but what are you willing to have happen? Because if you put that regulation in place, the only thing that the government can do is take my son away from me. That's the only thing they can do. Now, you'll say, well, that's your fault. That's your fault for having that happen. No, it's your fault for supporting the regulation.
Let's talk to Nick in Colorado. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to hang up.
Here you are.
I got you. I don't know. I was going to talk about Santa Claus, but...
Sure.
But, ho, ho, ho. Can I talk about Santa Claus?
Of course.
How about the Easter Bunny?
Not whatever you want, sir.
Okay. Well, you can talk about any imaginary creature you'd like.
Yeah.
Jesus?
You know, there's a lot of people out there that actually believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
It's true.
Most of them are under the age of six.
Well, I know a lot of parents out there, and they teach their kids that there's Santa Claus and Easter Bunny.
Yeah, they do that, but I don't think the parents.
And those are the same ones that buy into this big government propaganda. They teach their children that the government loves you and all that good stuff.
I don't know if that's. I don't think.
I don't know what they think. I think they just think that. I don't know. I don't know what
don't
people
know
think
if,
as far as.
The nanny state. Schools, they also teach them about Santa Claus at school and stuff. So do we want our kids going to school and learning all this imaginary stuff?
I know I don't. I would not send my kid to a government school.
I can't imagine what it's like for kindergarten teachers, because some of the students at age six probably have to know that Santa Claus is, not real, and then some don't know that yet, and trying to keep the...
Oh, yeah, if you let that out of the box, it always blows up. Somebody always gets angry. Thanks for the call, dude. We're short on time. I appreciate it. I know you had more. Call us Monday if you didn't get a chance to get it all out. 800-259-9231. We've got more calls on the line. You're going to try to fit as many of them in here as possible, even in these remaining moments. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promise not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Not going to give you the number because we're in the remaining moments, and we just have enough time to take the calls that are on the line if we're lucky here. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy them all on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we would like you to become an amplifier. It stands, AMP, by the way, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to the show. It's automatically taken out of any major credit card or your PayPal account. And we take that money and reinvest it in Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country. Hopefully we'll have at least another station sign on with us starting next week.
You make it sound like you're buying our time on radio stations. We don't
do
that. No,
we're marketing the show.
Yeah, we market the show to those radio stations.
Right. So buying the time would be much, much more expensive.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I suppose we would.
Oh,
then
gosh,
be able to,
it would be so much more
then
expensive.
Be able to sell the avails and the commercials and to recoup some of that money. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's an acceptable way to do it. And
it's
the major stations you can't buy on anyway.
No,
so
it's not the way a real radio show does business. It's, you know, maybe a way to get your foot in the door at a local radio station if you want to get on the air. But as far as being in the business we're doing, syndicated talk radio, no way. So the money is used to market Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations across the country and also bring more internet listeners to the program. And so more people will hear the message of freedom and liberty. If that's valuable to you and you like Free Talk Live, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board and get the perks like access to the AMP only call in lines, chat room, forum, and more. As we continue with your calls, Tom has been waiting patiently in Arizona. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom, are you there, sir?
I hear him.
You got to talk right into your phone. We can barely hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Hi, my name is Sean Sobel, and
Sean. Okay.
I am currently have a disease called Duchenne's muscular dystrophy.
Okay. Sorry to hear about that.
The government, I think, is not allowing for cures to be curable. I mean, they always deny stem cell research, and it's pissing me really off because I am getting weaker every day, and they don't do anything. All they care about is their money and not the people, and I'm
tired of it. They'll claim on the face that they're out there protecting people from bad medicine, but in fact, in reality, what they're doing, the FDA's process, their approval process, which takes 19 years and like $1 billion or something like that to complete, actually keeps helpful medications and treatments out of your hands. So without the government, without the FDA and the other government regulatory agencies out there, you would be able to get experimental treatments
as soon as you possibly could, as soon as the marketplace could get them to you. But no, the government stands in the way and says, whoa, we don't want anybody to get hurt by your treatment, so we're just going to sit here and look at it for 19 years and think about it before we let it go out. But in the meantime, people like you are having, you know, with a degenerative condition or whatever, terminally ill, you're having more pain, you're having more problems in your life because of it. But the government doesn't care about that. After all, it's not concerned with what actually happens to you. It's only concerned with, as you say, money, getting those $1 billion through the door.
And covering their butts.
Oh, and also protecting the drug companies. And thank you for the call. I'm glad you called in tonight. Protecting the drug companies. Not only do the drug companies have to pay through the nose to get their drugs approved, but they also understand that smaller companies, startup organizations, for instance, cannot afford the $1 billion price tag. I'm pulling that number, and I know it's a big, big number. They cannot afford this huge price tag that the government has put on the cost of bringing a drug to the marketplace. So they understand that there's very, very limited competition in their field, and limited competition, of course, means higher prices, less choice in the marketplace, not to mention the government's approval process also means significantly higher prices as well. So getting the government out of health care is the best way to help people like Tom and other people that are sick and really need help. 800-259-9231. We continue with, I believe, Jeff is on the line in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Jeff. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I came up to New Hampshire last weekend, actually.
Oh, excellent.
As a result of, being motivated by all the great stuff that I've heard. And honestly, I was frustrated.
How so?
I'm looking at buying land up there as a result of becoming a listener of your show and wanting to become a Free State Project member. And I've talked to you before about the limitations imposed by my wife and whatever. But,
sure. Okay.
You know, so we come up there and I want to look at this land. And I mean, I have the cash available to pay in cash for the land. And the real estate agent says, well, this land is recreational use. And it's a 20-acre plot, and so therefore you're not going to be able to get a building permit. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't understand, you know? And she's like, well, let me give you the names of these two bankers that I can talk to, and I'll try to work on the building permit for you. And so it's like, here I am. I just want to buy this land outright, and I don't understand what the difference is in, you know, maybe 50 or 100 years ago, if you bought a plot of land and you built something on there, A-okay. And nowadays, yep. Even in the free state...
It's not the free state. It's going to hopefully be the free state in the future, but we need a lot of work. There needs to be a lot of people here living free before that actually happens. You know what I would suggest that you do, and I understand your frustrations. In fact, Sam from Texas, our friend from the Obscure Truth Network, obscuretruth.com, called a local radio show this morning to talk about that very same issue, the issue of just buying a plot of land that's supposedly unbuildable and going ahead and building on it and seeing what they do about it. I don't know if that's a risk you're willing to take, but there are other people that are out there thinking the very same things that you are. So whether or not you build now or you build later, getting here sooner rather than later is going to help you meet the people that you're going to need to meet in order to perhaps be civilly disobedient or non-cooperative on this issue. There's a long way to go before we actually achieve liberty in our lifetimes, and having you here is going to improve our chances and your chances as well, rather than staying in New Jersey where you currently are.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I mean, like I said, I've got family issues.
Sure.
I mean, as far as just buying the land, I'm pretty much ready to just do that. And the only thing is that I wouldn't be able to move up, you know, maybe 5 years at the minimum. And so, you know, in that time, the township or whatever, the county that had jurisdiction supposedly over the land, I'm sure would be well and able to build a case against me. And, it's just downheartening to think that here I am, I'm ready to buy land up there, and I'm being stifled by these bureaucrats that want nothing more than control and money over me. Why can't I build a cabin up there that's, you know, heated with propane, got, maybe I could have a generator for electricity, and who cares? Why?
They won't let you build a cabin on recreational land? No cabins on recreational land? That's my understanding that you can.
Well, he said that he checked into it, Mark.
Yeah, what I was told is that there would be no building permit issued. However, like I said, this is kind of a corruption issue in my mind, is the real estate agent can work on a building permit for me. I mean, do I have to pay you some sort of bribe to get you to get my permit to build
a... That's what permits are. I mean, permits are a bribe. I mean, that's essentially, it's a nicer word for bribe. That's what it is. It's bribing the gang to leave you alone.
Right. Someone to give you permission to build on your land. I mean, doesn't that sound like extortion?
Right. What we need is more people up here with your...
How would they charge me taxes?
Yeah, it's crazy. What we need is more people like you up here who are willing to just say, screw you, I'm going to go ahead and build anyway, and, you know, then let's see what they do, and we'll figure out how to respond to it when we cross that bridge. And I thank you for the call and hope to see you here sooner rather than later. 800-259-9231, just enough time for Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's
it's been a very interesting and sort of entertaining show this evening.
Just sort of.
I wanted to say that the real purpose of education is sort of lifelong,
I think
ultimately the goal of education is to understand our world and ourselves and how to answer questions, how to research the answers, how to understand opinion. And homeschooling and private schooling tend to engender the notion of leadership, which is a direct threat to the, you know, government.
Yeah, the status
quo.
Those
that are in the elite.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, we have to realize that anyone can, you know, do well on the SAT if you're willing to spend 2 years preparing with the Princeton Review, going to the courses. And I would say learn Microsoft Office. And
that's a valuable skill.
Do your own. No, literally. And all of those people that want to be, you know, in certain areas of medicine or engineering, well, it looks as if those jobs are being outsourced to China and India and other nations where the price differential is much more favorable. So in a sense, we're going to be in many occupations in our career, and we have to be flexible. And I think homeschooling and private schooling sort of engenders this in the students. And
some of the best commentary you've had, Frank. Thank you, sir, for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate it, and in 100% agreement. Not always in agreement with Frank, but
it's the man's opinion.
He nailed it. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return, not tomorrow, but Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Wishing you a happy and safe and fun weekend. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.